Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual based
but not confined to religious beliefs, to where our practices and perception and perspectives are archaic, based upon religious bondage and religious blindness. That has a lot of our people in the box, that have allowed people to pull some of the greatest tricks ever on them, biologically, scientifically, electronically, because they kept you ignorant to the facts. People are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So we're going to get into that today. Let me give a little preface before we go to the Synergy broadcast that we'll listen to. It's asked the question in Revelations, and he calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell except he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And we know that number to be 666. When we talk about 666, let's understand something. Every one of us has 144,000 genomes inside of our body. Believe it or not, those genomes, that 144,000, is the name of Yah written inside of your DNA. The people who call themselves atheists know that we were put here through intelligent design, and now they're trying to deconstruct this intellectual intelligent design. These people know that the Most High is real, and they are backwards trying to deconstruct the DNA and reconstruct the DNA because they want to have eternal life on their own terms, their own merits, and they don't want to be considered not to be those that are chosen and his specifics. So since they can't replicate the melanin inside of their DNA, they have eumelanin, but not the melanin that is an intelligence within itself that actually is best friends with the sun. Since they can't reverse engineer all of that, then why not try and duplicate what the Most High has done with his people, his chosen people, his regened, are washed in the blood people, because they prefer to follow the process and the principles of Satan, which is do what thou wilt. These people love to drink blood and sacrifice people and worship another god called Lucifer. Seeing that we're speaking of Lucifer, there is a patent for something called Lucifer Rays, WD060606. And the Lucifer Rays is a part, was inside that emergency use authorization thing. And that patented thing introduced 7,200 more genomes. As I mentioned, that your mother and father give you 72,000 apiece, which makes 144,000, what happens to be the number that the Most High is coming for. I said I was going to do a lesson on that because a lot of people think he's only coming for 144 from those tribes of the chosen people, of which that is only one race. But in actuality, there's only going to be a few people that will have pure blood, like only Noah and his family had pure blood, and only Lot and his family were not tainted. The reason they got tainted was looking back, wanting to be a part, his wife, of this world. So I go on to say that with them introducing a third strand of Lucifer race and other graphinated substances inside there, that brought the genome structure from 144 to 216,000. When you break down 216,000, that comes out to 600 times 60 times 6666, which happens to be the number of the patent as well. So we see a lot of repetition with that particular number, and that's why that third strand was introduced, to bring in a different genome and race. And the question that we asked for the last three episodes, could this have happened? Yeah. It could have happened. It pretty much probably did happen. So I play someone who seems so outside the box, but is enamored with information and loaded with a ton of information themselves, that understands the spiritual aspect. You've been taught to believe some things. We stay away from witchcraft, palm readers, tarot cards, burning sage and all that. We don't have anything to do with that. We don't look to that as being the author and finisher of our faith. But here's the deal. there are some things that you are composed of and that exist around you that has been hacked and hijacked. And you need to know that. Let me go back to one more scripture before we start listening to this audio. And that's Daniel 2 and 43. It said, as you saw the iron mixed with clay, so the people will mix with one another, but will not hold. Let me read that again. As whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, who's them, the fallen angel seed, Satan's DNA, heavy metals, a whole nother Nephilim, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Merging man with machine, transhumanism, being cloaked by transgenderism. This is what's taking place in this and many other things. You're going to find out about the Wide Body Area Network. The aura is real, and your immune system is composed, 70% composed of your area network, your electromagnetic field that disseminates from your body because your organs are sensors, and that you emit energy and frequencies, power, terahertz, come from your body. And they are harvesting energy off of your body, your power, to run things. You are, the internet is running through you, and you are 6G. Your body's an antenna. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Could that have been that? Was that the mark? Let's take a listen. Let's see if we can kick this. Okay. Statistic as those that got vaxxed, and 30% who didn't that still have a soul. That's right. The VMAC2 gene has been targeted, which some years ago, back in 2008, they let you know that they have discovered the God gene, meaning that that centerpiece that connects man passionately into that fourth dimension realm to their creator. You desire to disconnect that with the stuff that they inject inside of you, then could this possibly be what Revelation 13 chapter is talking about? There is a synergistic effect that's going to take place. You're going to find out that you are the cryptocurrency because neurons, your neurons are being sold as it's the new currency. And you're going to find out that you are the blockchain. These people are making money off of you because they're controlling parts of you without you knowing it. So you have no idea how much power you have to wield to fight off the forces that are unseen. Go into my archives and look at Yah's geofencing and Yah's spiritual dome, spiritual iron dome. You need to listen to so that you understand the scriptures. And then we're going to read the PDF and talk about some things that you can do within your life to ward these things off. But you need to understand about the things that are not seen. Let's continue.
Really where the problem is, and he's right. Can you tell? No oversight. Nobody knows the witches, the aliens. There's a motherfucker with an electronic remote and access to 4D beings that everybody knows have been here the whole time. the creator of our dimension.
I'm gonna go back so you can hear that, what she's saying, because it sounds so crazy you don't want to believe it. But that's what we're quick to do. Oh, it's a demon, the devil's alive, witches and everything. But there are people that have learned how to summon these demons and target them towards you so that when you get these spiritual attacks, and see, this whole thing about what people have volunteered them, their bodies to, this is why you see these people spinning out, looking like they see something that's coming for them and taking them away and they're dying. It's all at the click of a button on a laptop. I don't even like people around me with laptops. Not only do I start rebuking it in the spirit, but you have to make sure that you're shielded. Let's continue.
It's mathematical. No. No oversight. Nobody knows the witches, the aliens. There's a motherfucker with an electronic remote and access to 4D beings that everybody knows have been here the whole time. Oh, that's religious. No, that's actually the creator of our dimension. This is mathematical and historical. You don't know that because you've been lied to. And all you believe in is Bill Gates and whatever the black screen tells you. Hey, man, only believe in what you can see. It's called the Wide Body Area Network. And you definitely ought to be believing in it because of how the electronic warfare there functions. Yeah, okay. So we have limited or superficial information, which becomes very dangerous because you don't actually believe in electronic warfare. And you don't actually believe in the W-band because people like Owen Benjamin tell you your head is too thick, you're safe. Why would you do that to somebody? Well, you do it to protect your sensor hunter friends. Sensor hunters hunt humans because the sensors are inside of humans.
Did you hear that? There are literally people who are hunting for sensors. That means these laptop guys sitting close to you or in a coffee shop hunting for your sensors, seeing if they can hack into them. Then you've all know a Harari was telling you like this is something that's coming. No, it's already here. Smart city coming. No, it's already here. You live in it. They're harvesting energy and running things off of you and your electricity. Your sensors and neurons are being hacked and utilized for cryptocurrency. I'll let her break it down some more.
So we don't have any honesty going on. We have a lot of fear, well-placed fear, because people have been being murdered for decades. Terahertz bullets, what are those? I form a bullet out of the air around your head. Metaverse style, yeah. Oh, you don't believe that either. Well, you should watch my stuff this morning, and you'll hear me say it. I'm like, click your phone. Did you see your email go and come back? No, I didn't think so. So,
cold aneurysms are strong.
We have applied signal technology going on with L3Harris, Sosimosa, and all the rest of it. You're not telling people nothing. They're logging into people's bodies and doing horrible things. In the 60s, we had the medical implant communication system. Now it's the human body communication. We don't need an RFID. We already did that to people back in the 60s.
Hold on. So this stupidity that's going around, put it to rest now. The RFID chip was being implanted into people in the 60s. And all through the 80s and 90s, we were talking about, oh, there's a chip. They're going to use a chip. It's the mark of the beast. It's coming. No, they already did that to you. Your operations, your tooth fillings, your immunization shots, they've been chipping people. Your doctor is just your doctor's pretty much a dog and pony show. Because they have been electromagnetically accessing you for eons and knowing what's wrong with you and knowing what to give you. I digress, people.
Away with it. We have medical radio frequency bands that are internationally designated to communication. We don't need an RFID. We already did that to people back in the 60s, how we get away with it. We have medical radio frequency bands that are internationally designated to stay with medical, industrial, and scientific people only. That means there's no lawfare, no oversight. Yet the fuck again. So they did it on the 2.4 low power, which is now your new 6G. Your new 6G, low power, 2.4 terahertz.
So there were special radio frequencies that they were monitoring people on all this time since the 60s. And you idiots, and I'm calling you idiots, are confusing people and keeping my people blind and telling them that, watch out for the chip, the Neuralink. And no. Neuralink is nothing but a pager for what's already inside these people and what's going on that have changed their DNA. And you ask, could this be that? Could that have been that? Was that that? She said now that that radio frequency that has been utilized since the 60s on private bands that even the police had access to, so I never believe they could never find the murderer. They don't know where he is, what he did. Get out of here. They programmed them to do those things. They can find anybody they want. They have access to them, their nodes on computers. So now the radio frequencies are 6G. It's people. It's inside people. You are 6G. No commercials for 6G upgrades on your phone. You are the new phone.
With your binary network full of biosensors, and there you are in the middle.
That went too
far. So, they're harnessing your ether? It's an ethernet? No, your photons in your body, which propagate from inside of you on a wave. That wave is called your DNA. They didn't tell you shit. They log into you and change out whatever they want to using combinatoric math and synthesis libraries.
Pause for a minute. I know you need to take that all in. I'm going to go back because that's too much for you. Your DNA is the wave, the frequency. Your nucleic acid inside your body, your DNA emanating from your organs and your cells inside your body is giving off the radio wave, the signal that they need. And everyone's DNA frequency is totally different. People. Listen to this again.
4 terahertz, that's right. With your binary network full of biosensors.
Your aura.
And there you are in the middle. So, they're harnessing your ether. It's an ethernet. No, your photons in your body, which propagate from inside of you on a wave. That wave is called your DNA. They didn't tell you shit. They log into you and change out whatever they want to using combinatoric math and synthesis libraries. And you end up sitting there knowing absolutely nothing while they take aim and fire.
It's not Havana Central.
They think it's just
the
best thing in the world because
keep talking,
you believe it that your body is on the cloud since 2005.
You are connected to the cloud since 2005. That's why Salesforce is such a big company. Humankind is connected to the cloud. People are acting the same way during the day for a reason. Certain people are snapping for a reason. They're able to predict that there'll be a spike in cancer for a reason. Everybody got the respiratory syndrome, the virus that they called C19, all for a reason. Was it just in the water, something like that? They sent you those symptoms, which made you put something inside your nose or put something in your arm, which gave you a cyber physical backbone, which perhaps made you non-exclusive. All because you wanted to travel. Are you worried about your mortgage? Relationship with the Most High wasn't where it should have been. Just religious. Let's continue.
This is why we're here. It's the aura, stupid. You're stupid. Shut up. Put your wearable on. Then you'll be as slow as we are, and we can control you. No thanks. I'll stick with my regular free-range telepathy, empathy, precognition. It's all natural in neurons and humans. You're never going to tell anybody that. And why? You have a death panel database to institute from Obama's time in 2008. The DCIG was instituted in 2009. You didn't tell anybody that. What else is new? And you lied to him about how it's distributed. It's through the binary network and these combinatorial synthesis libraries that hold your DNA still with DNA-encoded solid-phase synthesis, nanotheranostics, and electroceuticals, which are nanotherapeutics. How does your immune system work? Do you even know? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny, right? So Tori said on one of her shows, hey, you know, Fauci wanted to disable the human immune system. And while I was working at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, the same set of universities Shaboder bitches about having underground systems. Yeah, You'll find out they won a ton of awards for underground systems. Yeah. And I'm the person who used to work there as an IT professional. What did I find? Low Earth orbit satellites that have been there for 2,000 years watching people on the body area network. There's a satellite. There's
IBM. My dad worked for that company back in the 70s. Magnets, underground, a whole network connected to the body, reading people and watching people on networks and checking their body area networks. Just have to pause so that you all can take this in. Let me go back so you can hear it again.
Wisconsin Whitewater back in the 70s. We'll Google that. You'll find out they won a ton of awards for underground systems. Yeah. And I'm the person who used to work there as an IT professional. What did I find? Low Earth orbit satellites that have been there for 2,000 years watching people on the body area network. There's a satellite. There's your electrical homeostasis of your immune system. You don't know that. Why? Because I'm going to ask again. Tell me, how does your immune system work? Where is it? How does it function? I guarantee you, you leave out the body electric,
right,
as everybody does for the last 150 years. So here's your biofield.
Hold on, let me pause. I'm going to let you get all this. But why do you keep thinking your immune system is some organ inside your body, like your liver or your pancreas or spleen, or that it's just a synergistic effect of all your organs put together? No, people, stop. Pull back. Think for a minute. Your immune system is a synergistic effect. It's collective, but there's something stronger and greater than that, which is why that so many people believe in healers and healing. But you've been taught to think that a lot of that stuff is witchcraft. There was no difference between a Reiki healer who's trying to affect the energies coming through you than your Pentecostal pastor laying hands on you in the prayer line on Sunday and you saying, I felt something electrical or shock, and you and these people falling out. And a lot of it is witchcraft. But there is, that's why these touches, even in the Holy Scriptures, it says, lay hands on no man suddenly. Don't let people transfer energy and lay hands on you. There can be a transference of power. But I'm going to let her break it down to you so you can understand what the immune system is. Listen closely.
Where is it? How does it function? I'll guarantee you, you leave out the body electric, as everybody does for the last 150 years. So here's your biofield. Here, according to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, the thymus, the bone marrow, the lymph vessels, or excuse me, the lymphatic, lymph nodes, I'm sorry, and then the vessels in your vasculature, your spleen, and the largest organ, your skin. Oh, so when I tell you that the biofield is 80% of your immune system, these are the metrics that I'm operating from. Oh, then there's the electrical homeostasis of every cell and every phase and phase state in your body. We got AI for that since 1969. Starting to see how this is a problem? Not telling people that their body is electric. Not telling people that their 80% of their immune system is in the aura. They're not allowed to know any of that. They need to just sit there and do what they're told and die.
80% of your body is the electromagnetic field emanating from your body. You ever seen when somebody's sick, how they look dark, face is not refreshed, and you tell them, you look like you need some rest. Or you tell them, you look like somebody who's in shape, feeling healthy, and is in sync with meditation and prayer and life and sunshine, the body's taken care of, the vitamins and nutrients, and they have everybody will say, you have such a glow. You thought you knew what was going on, didn't you? So the spleen, kidneys, vessels, these things make up a percentage, but it's only 20%. So why would you run to go get something put in you that attacks 20% and deadens the 80% and connects you to artificial intelligence, which, as she just said, has been around since 1959, but you think ChatGPT just came out. You know these people are 60 years ahead of you before they even let you know what they've been doing to you? Follow.
That's a massive fucking power trip. Well, you've been letting people do this since the 60s with no oversight? And you expected them to just turn it off? Nah. They developed cybersecurity for the personal area 6G LOPAN. There's the Striker. There's the MQ-9 Reaper. And every single American citizen, according to Pentagon Directive 3000.09, has an MQ-9 Reaper attached. their DNA, period. So, here you are.
One more time.
American citizen, according to Pentagon Directive 3000.09, has an MQ-9 Reaper attached to their DNA, period. So, here you are with your two radio frequency sinks and all the nodes that connect, and that's what's talking in the gig architecture back and forth with your sensor grid. It's machine to machine. No encryption by a human can break it. And it's a vehicular ad hoc, on-the-fly network, using your body, open shortest path first. I'm sorry. I'm not talking about Holcomb and MK Ultra and crying for you.
They've got the AI that's been communicating with your body since the 60s, but even more so now. And you have no say-so. They have a cybersecurity network that's protecting the encryption is there. No one can get into it, but they know how to hack into your body, though. But once they do it, no one can stop what they're doing. You have no say-so. It's being done. It's being utilized. What you're doing is assisting them by rolling up your sleeves. And you ask, what's that? That chip came out a long time ago. You way behind me if you're still talking about some type of chip the size of a grain of rice. Don't even talk to me. I don't want to talk to you.
Talking about cybersecurity with software-defined networking through your blood tissue. Doesn't change whether I do my hair the way that my... It's your tone of voice! Doesn't matter. Because the point is that you're unwilling to learn.
Right.
The way we're unwilling to admit college textbooks and cybersecurity, you wind up dead
right.
Under the new electronic warfare and electronic telemetry of a body part you won't let anybody talk about.
Right.
Set. So if I were you, I would become good friends with a synergist somewhere because they're the only ones out there so far that are able to combat this with intellectual acuity because I've given them all the tools to do so. Don't sit there and whine and cry. There is no law there. Too many good people I've watched now for over the last 2 years crying in buckets, yelling and screaming and getting nowhere. That's because you're not using the right terminology. It's the biofield. It's the body area network. It's the gig architecture. It's called electronic warfare. We literally just log into you on the GitHub and do whatever we want to. Reg Rwanda, Amazing Polly went over this in the 90s. We log into your body to make you do things. Now I've got the DigiID, so it's even easier. We choose our vector feature values in a database. We align that and coordinate it with your geolocation, which is done by satellite and biosensors. And we do it all by setting it up within that database, maybe an artificial network, NTS-3. Fired.
Controlling people, making them do what they want them to do. So I know she said it real quick, you didn't catch it, but what happened in Rwanda, the genocide, the Tutsis and the Hutus, it was a group of people that were turned crazy, bizarre, that began just killing, going on a killing spree. You couldn't stop them. They were being controlled. That was the experiment. These devils who want to also be the chosen people with their British Israelism kills me. These devils have been hacking into people. And the genocides are the proof. There's one taking place now. And you've got somebody doing it through an app on a cell phone. Really need spiritual protection from the Most High and his angels that are operating in the fourth dimension, that are protecting you. Psalms 91. It's a spiritual protection day and night that's warding and thwarting off these spiritual darts. It's not church, false pastors, false religions, false doctrines. No, it's a connectivity to the Creator, the Father, Most High, Yahuwah. And his son, Yesha, Hamashiach, and being in sync, synergistically in sync with his commandments and laws that are the laws of the so-called universe. Did you know the law was created 2,000 years before this world was created? And Torah was too, but that's another lesson for another time.
I have to leave my desk? Don't I have to get out of bed? Just roll over and hit a button. Do-do-do. And you're worried about cocaine and pedophiles. Now they're doing that while they're busy lining everything up.
Right.
And we don't have a military to protect us.
No.
We absolutely do not. We have a bunch of people who are autonomous and pay for play, and they all know it. They won't say anything.
A new form of assassin.
What are you going to do about it? Biofield practice? Get a Synergy PDF. You're going to come here to the back. If you're an energy worker, it's real simple. In Healing Touch, Reiki Therapeutic Touch, there's the chakras. That's the swelling and the pressure of your circulatory system. And this is the wave distribution as the DNA propagates away from the body called the four subtle layers. In Healing Touch and Therapeutic Touch, you know, it's all fake and woo-woo. But up here, they use biosensors over top of those same circulatory chakra points. And the biophotonic quantum steering is based off the same DNA wave propagation as the subtle layers. Why? Because it's the same in the body for pressure and circulatory system, blood flow.
Blood
well, that
flow.
Makes it all
circulatory
yeah, we
system.
Know. And then you can take them here and say,
point.
Anything that you see inside these fissures is what they're able to physically do inside of you since 2014, mandated by the Federal Communications Commission. Suck on that. And then, if they still lie, NIST diagnostic tools for photons is right here. And then you turn the page, and they're still arguing with you that somebody would have told them. And you say, we don't tell you about this cell phone, or why would we tell you about this? Human body communication is right there. The illegal medical implant communication system is old. They already got rid of it. This is the radio frequency band. This radio frequency routes through the body. Yep. Why are they doing this? Because they can. You won't tell them no, and they're routing through your wide body area network. Now you have the metamaterials. So if I were you, I would get off the fucking fence, I would get hold of a PDF, and I would get real fucking mean to people who keep lying about this. Really mean. Why? They have no reason to continue lying to you. They really don't. We have metamaterials now. That means that we've got smart grid materials that are working for the ubiquitous computing. And my block shot shunt and shield comes from the metamaterials using block absorb enhanced and bend wave. So the sooner that you understand that I'm authentic, I'm real, I'm actually a survivor, and that I don't host a religion, a cult, or a podcast, you may not pay me, you may not donate to me, you may not email me. Please learn, download the PDF, and stop letting them lie to everybody. Let's put an end to electrocuting grandmas in their beds. I got news for you over there in Ireland, or wherever that lady is. I'm going to hunt you myself. I know how to do that. You better believe that that woman deserves to sleep in peace. Unfucking believable. So anyways, LaQuinta LaColonna with radio modulation. If you don't know about them, the synergists do. And you need to go find and read or watch one of their two-hour presentations. And then there's the fact that we have the signature reduction force, which I failed to show again. I need to do that. I'm going to redo it in a minute. Or, well, I'm going to take a break and then redo it. But essentially, we've had 40 years of getting away with this, and the people in the fighters called the white bands, we turned them into local logistics, and the signature reduction force gave them a paycheck. They're the ones that I say, bah, bah. And they got a human frequency DNA board to drive around and zap people back into submission. How do they get away with this? Well, they took away the biofield frequency oscillation of cymatics, optics, radionics, and anything plasma derivative. About 150 years ago in the 1800s, and put it into private universities. Everybody else got to spin in circles and not have any fucking idea what they were doing with all of these sciences, except the Department of Energy, manifesting particulate in the atmosphere. What do I mean? Project Looking Glass is nothing more than looking through your body with radio frequency and setting up the math ID inside the body. And then after we did that, we used...
Stop. Project Looking Glass. When you hear these terms, I want you to pause the broadcast, write the term down, and you look it up later. I can't have my people being destroyed for lack of knowledge any longer, whether they've got you blinded with science. Thomas Dolby blinded you with science while they're doing things to people. Why the hell would you put something in your body like that? Stand in line. Volunteer yourself. Did you not learn anything from a Tuskegee experiment? I want you to listen to this closely again. They're looking through your bodies, and your bodies are now emitting MAC addresses. And you're like, I feel fine. I'm fine. No, you're not. Spike protein behind.
Universities. Everybody else got to spin in circles and not have any fucking idea what they were doing with all of these sciences, except the Department of Energy, manifesting particulate in the atmosphere. What do I mean? Cosmic looking glass is nothing more than looking through your body with radio frequency and setting up the math ID inside the body. And then after we did that, we used the EEG with the heterodyne and the hemispace, you idiots were all pretending to astral project. Your silver cord was connecting into an IBM underground or above your head. Looking glass, that's what she did. Then you have Project Pandora, which was putting you in a special chair, which then, while you're flying up there or just where you are, with specialized concrete under your feet with metamaterials that would translate back and forth, teleport human bodies, whatever they wanted to do, but most importantly, to build a CBRN DNA bioweapon secure stiff for themselves as they terraformed the particulate in the atmosphere. Because they have friends in the 4D. We have 4D printing. We have 4D equipment. And you're still sitting there pretending that your Messiah complex is going to save you. The truth would have saved you, but you didn't fucking tell anybody. So in 1953, I have pictures of my great-uncle sitting next to MQ-9 Reapers, and it's called Pretty Fucking Magical Technology in all Greer's presentations. We're shipping humans like dogs with RFID and hiding it on the MICS, Medical Implant Communication System. Then we put math IDs in people starting in when? Mine was in 1979. So then the heavy thing is EEG and brain connectome testing for DNA sequencing. Oh, see, now it's real simple. All you did was fly planes above people's head and fucking lie to them in the 80s. By the 90s, you were good to go, so you did. And your astral projection is bullshit. That's the Cisco backplane that you're using for brain pulling brain. See, when I look at it from the science of wireless technology through the body, it all connects together perfectly, no issue. When I look at it with the fucked up Masons and all their religiosity, I'm lost.
Oh, man. People, the astral projectors, I think they can sit up and go somewhere, connecting into an interface with all these systems that are out there. And you dismiss it and you just call it witchcraft. When you got these people working with Satan through these systems to try and hack into intelligent design of Yah. And Yah's not happy right now. He's not pleased. Just like he wasn't with the Tower of Babel. So you think you've achieved immortality. You think you've united the tongues and the races. You've infused other DNA into people. Okay, I'm getting ready to throw down. History repeats itself. We know what's getting ready to happen, and it's getting ready to happen soon. Let's continue.
But you get unlocked today. Pick up the Synergy PDF. Start pilot erecting. You'll find lots of people are very excited to be reconnected with their common sense. They always knew there was something fucking wrong with all the lying going on. Yeah, they stole a body part. And now, the International Electrical Engineers have made themselves the new healthcare. They're just going to log into you from up there. Nanoavionics. 802.15.4. Right fucking there. Why is there a computer person hacking into my body? Because we let them get away with it by lying about a body part. That's just not smart.
No worries.
It's our body part. God doesn't make junk.
Right.
So take it back. Step one, God is real. Step two, the biofield is a DNA wave propagated body part made of photons that you generate from inside of you with your cerebral spinal fluid. And step three, nobody needs a remote to your central nervous system
right.
for national security.
Right.
So what do they need it for? When you don't learn history, it repeats. What do they need it for, transhumanism? What do they need control of your central nervous system for? Oh, well, they're trying to save us because we killed the planet. They lied about that. They have weather control. They play weather warfare.
Right.
You can watch that on the Dutch Sense channel on YouTube. The wreck tennis and the way we create earthquakes. And if you're unaware of all that, well, today might be a day to get busy and understand that sitting in a pew somewhere and being afraid or staying with your coven friends who bleed sex magic on the floor and being afraid, either way, you're going to have to get self-sufficient real quick. Mark 5:36, soul of the day, everybody. Amen.
Transhumanism and depopulation. That's exactly what's going on, people. Transhumanism and depopulation. You heard him mention piloerection, which is also a word, another word for goosebumps, horripilation, but it's an erection or bristling of hairs due to the involuntary contraction of small muscles. involuntary at the base of hair follicles that occurs as a reflexive response of the sympathetic nervous system. So you need to learn how to exercise your nervous system. Those goosebumps, when you feel this euphoria from working out, eating good, having a good meal, a good workout, a good run, this is feeling you get from saunas and from steams. And they used to call it a quickening in the church when people say they felt the ruach. Well, they used to call it the Holy Ghost. They probably had a demon jumping on them, because some people feel that with horror and fear and demons as well. But it's a stimulation of the nervous system. People, you've been being hacked into for a long time. And things that happen to you, thoughts that come to you, things that are in your mind, the violence, the anger, the rage, the murders out here, it's being done via computer system. And lower the, they talk you into saying, we don't want police, we don't want police, because eventually the AI will control the bots that will control you. And they can see what you're doing and they can shut you down. It's nobody they can't find that's pulling these triggers, that's doing these robberies, that's doing this, these murders. They are accessing people. And you want to ask me if that is the thing. I need you to rethink prophetic scriptures of Revelations, because you've been lied to, and you're being lied to a lot these days. But you've been lied to your whole life. So you have involuntarily signed up for something that, how do I say? Something that controls you. And people want to know, can I get this out of me? It's reproducing these proteins and these nanobots in you, because you have destroyed your immune system and allowed something else to be put inside of you that is connected to other dimensions called quantum, through what's called quantum computing. All right, I'm going to read some from the PDF and then we'll close out. The synergy triage, biofield triage. Let's see. Biofields are a supposed field of energy, or what people call life force, that surrounds or permeates a living thing. Medicine in a hospital, the principle or practice of sorting emergency patients into categories of prioritophore treatment. Medicine, the principle or practice of sorting casualties in battle or disaster into categories of priority of treatment. Now, the military, the principle or practice of sorting casualties in a battle or disaster into categories of priority for treatment. We talked about piloerection. Let's see. Type in WBAN so you can see the different levels of energy that emits from a person that's all around us. Symptoms of a biofield assault. Injuries and dysfunctions when you've been attacked. It's going to sound like some of the side effects of that thing. Pain, anxiety, depression, immune dysfunction, autoimmune diseases, cancers, stress, insomnia, itchy. Sounds like depopulation to me. Skin rashes, Morgellons, fibers, extra antennas, in your wounds, tinnitus, ringing in your ears. Headaches, yep, from being around vaccinated people for a couple of hours. Difficulty with concentration. They call it brain fog. Long haul COVID, yeah, right, whatever. Sustaining focus, mood dysfunction, cognitive dysfunction, joint pains. Edema, swelling of extremities, face and tissue described as tightness in the body. Hearing voices, voice to skull technology. Other causes of biofield aura attacks, prolonged EMF exposure, get you some iodine, some Bladderwrack, electromagnetic warfare attacks, electronic kill grid attack, 5G, 6G microwave exposure, drone warfare attack, neural networks, neural smart dust, medications. That's what's happening when you take the pharmakia, the sorcery. Vaccinations, they're all working in sync with these biofield attacks. Reduction force activities, sonic weapons, cyber attacks, frequency weapon attacks. treatment plan for healing your biofield, maintaining biofield homeostasis, daily spiritual practices, whatever your thing may be, you know, in order to tap in to this pile erection and the being in sync with your bioelectric field through prayer, meditation, and breathing exercises, and working out and getting oxygen within the lungs and to these different body parts. Getting away from the bad frequencies, especially this darn hip-hop music or these darn TV shows or the news. Turning all that off. Getting away from city sounds, grounding, taking your shoes off and going to the beach and putting your feet in the sand or to the park and walking and hearing sounds that the Most High created and becoming one with nature. Your favorite music, we talked about that, daily exercise, having a clean diet, level of protein to fuel amino acids, staying away from some of the meat, that's why they're affected in the foods. You got to go GMO, you got to cut down on the meat. If you can't be a vegetarian, at least try a pescatarian for a while. Think clean, farm-to-table foods, fresh foods. No chemicals, no steroids, no antibiotics. Consider local, regional farmers and ranchers. Consider organic homesteading, Victory Farms if possible. Water, clean, filtered, distilled, and filtered water. If you can get your hands on one of those machines where they can pull water out of the air, that would be good, but I would still filter it. I would take it to a double filtering process. Chronic medical conditions, consider an integrated medical specialist, a chiropractor specialist to address root causes. Also consider, you know, people that you call it your pastor, he's spiritual, but a lot of them, it's not too many of those left. Some people we like to call them energy healers, and we know a lot of this stuff is demonic that they get into, but there are a lot of people that do understand how to calm the nerves and the body through peace. You know that we live in a post-traumatic stress disorder filled world, and certain races have more to contend with by just being in the neighborhoods that they're in, the gunshots, the panic, because they're being controlled. Tyrone's been cloned. People don't understand the power of singing. Not rapping, not angry rapping, but singing provides healing, uplifting, and doing breath work. Singing, calm music, jazz music, therapeutic touch, distance healing, sending love. You can send love to your kids on the other side of the country when they're not there. You got to take those things and put those things into the air. Aromatherapy in your home, different types of herbs, herbalists, and watch out for the biogenetics as well. Prayer, much prayer, much fresh air as you can get. That's all I'm going to say. I may do another one of these if there's more alarming information that we can get our hands on. I just wanted to share some of those things with you today. And you ask, can it be? Anybody that can control these people from the coffee shop, at home in bed, you know, the geek, the nerd. That's why they're not even in the office, the tech offices anymore. Twitter is empty. The Twitter building is empty. You know, nobody has to go to work anymore. Everybody's controlled. We're in dire circumstances. Okay. That's all I'm going to say for today. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a location. Till next time.
an invention to distort the search. Propaganda and lies is a plague in our lives. How much more victimized before we realize, hey,
it's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts.
Destruction of your soul.
For they practice what you preach, so they're always in your reach. High tech slavery in these days, it's mind control. They make it attractive to get men distracted. Corrupting you, polluting you, destroying your soul.
Mind control. Corruption of your talk.
Destruction of your soul.